I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. A federal judge in California today ruled that same-sex marriages may resume in that state beginning August 18th. That is, said the judge, unless an appeals court acts to block gay marriages before then. The issues of same-sex marriage and civil unions have come up in a number of places around the globe. The latest is Costa Rica. This week, the top court in the Central American nation blocked a referendum on same-sex civil unions. The court ruled that the rights granted to a minority group should not be determined by popular vote. Montserrat Sagot is a sociologist at the University of Costa Rica. She says the country is relatively new to this kind of debate.
The issue has only been recently discussed in this country. Before that, that was basically something that people kept very privately, their unions with same-sex couples. So in that sense, we are very new to the discussion. Maybe in the future, civil unions are going to be passed, but for now, as because of the long history of Catholicism in this country, it is almost impossible that something like marriage will be approved.
And what about the public at large? I mean, you have the advocates of civil unions, and then you have the Catholic Church, but what about people in general in Costa Rica?
Well, interestingly enough, today, one of the main newspapers presented the results of a poll that was taken a few weeks ago, and what they say is that if the issue had been decided in referendum, 70% of the population will vote against it.
A number of countries in the region, Uruguay, Colombia, already have same-sex civil unions. Do Costa Ricans look at those countries and compare themselves?
Well, yeah, and not only those countries. Argentina just passed also a law, and Mexico City as well. But basically, the difference in Costa Rica is that Costa Rica is a confessional state. That means that the Constitution explicitly says that the official religion of the state is Roman Catholicism. That is not the case in Argentina, in Mexico, or in Colombia. Roman Catholicism is what all officials in this country need to follow. Even the president needs to be a Roman Catholic if he or she wants to be elected.
As you watch things unfold around the world on this issue of same-sex marriage and same-sex civil unions, what strikes you then about Costa Rica's position?
It really strikes me that although we say that we are probably one of the most stable democracies in Latin America, that democracy is not extended to certain issues. That democracy is not extended in regards to human rights of certain populations. That democracy is mostly an electoral democracy, but does not necessarily apply to human rights, specifically of homosexuals, even to the indigenous population. Costa Rica has treated them very badly historically. Immigrants are also in a lot of trouble in this country. So yes, we are a democracy. Yes, we are progressive in terms of electoral politics, but not necessarily in regards to other issues.
So what is the next step now on this issue, now that the court has struck down the proposed referendum?
It goes back to Congress.
And what do you expect to play out?
There are two parties that are already saying that they are willing to pass the bill, but the main party, the party in power, has no opinion about it. And basically our president, who by the way is a woman, says that it's not a priority of her government.
Montserrat Sago is a sociologist at the University of Costa Rica. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.